Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a report for independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions. Examinee Rosa Chevere, claim number WC20191036. Date of injury 3/5/2019, MES file number 211-220-06400, case type workers comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured, Hobby Lobby Stores Inc., client Sedgwick, CMS/Syracuse, EMS Solutions is at 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110 North, Hophog, New York, 11788. Rosa Chevere was seen on April 26, 2022, at my office at 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. She arrived 10 minutes early for a 2:15 p.m. appointment. She was made aware that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality did not apply, and that I would be furnishing a report regarding our contact. A new paragraph. Rosa Chevere is a 25-year-old single female who resides with her mother. She's currently employed by the Housing Partnership Development Corporation in New York City. She states she works 3 days a week at the office site in New York City and 2 days a week remotely locally. She reports having this job approximately for 2.5 years and is currently a full-time position. Her current level in treatment entails seeing Dr. Edward Banorski, Barnoski, PhD, every 2 weeks for memory issues, anxiety, and a diminished concentration. She reports being in treatment with him for approximately 2 years. A new paragraph. Rosa Chevere reports that she suffered an injury while working in retail. This occurred on March 5th, 2019. She states that she hit the back of her head against a metal shelf. There was no loss of consciousness. She reports she had trouble talking without a stutter for the next several days. Her brother took her to urgent care that same day. She states she was told she had suffered a concussion and that the treatment recommended was rest. She said after resting 5 days, as per the urgent care doctor's recommendation, she consulted her primary care physician as she was still not feeling well, and he ordered an MRI of the brain, which was reported as within normal limits. She states at that time she returned to work, but continued to suffer with headaches, dizziness, decreased concentration, and the need to wear sunglasses inside. She then initiated a consultation with a neurologist who reportedly pursued various medication options for her headaches that she found unhelpful. This included trials of amitriptyline, gabapentin, topiramate, She states that she's recently, as of March 14th, tried a series of Botox injections and stated that this first round has been quite helpful. She's under the care of Dr. Silverman, who she said is a specialist in concussion symptoms. Her headache frequency has diminished from 7 times a week to 3 times a week. Symptoms that have lingered include light sensitivity, the need for blue light glasses, computer mistakes at times, period. She also reports symptoms of anxiety, which affect her concentration further, interfere with her trying to focus, and leads to mistakes such as number inversions. Past psychiatric history, there's no history of psychiatric admissions, suicide attempts, or medication trials other than the ones mentioned above. Past medical history, her primary care doctor is Dr. Alexander. She states she suffered a concussion at college in 2014, but symptoms resolved completely in less than a week. She's on inhaler as needed for asthma, and she had wisdom tooth surgery in the past. She denies alcohol or drug use. Denies family psychiatric history for either psychiatric or substance abuse problems. She has one biologic brother, age 22, who's currently in Chicago, and she has 7 half-siblings through her father, who she has had no contact with since the age of 2. Her mother remarried, then divorced, and her stepfather resides in Puerto Rico. She reports feeling close with her mother. She has some college education in biology and social work. She denies a history of physical or sexual abuse. She also has no history of learning disabilities or academic slowness in the past, and she says in high school she was an AB student. On mental status exam, she's casually dressed. She looks younger than her stated age. She's thin with good eye contact, was wearing a mask as per COVID protocols, fluent speech, mood anxious, denies suicidal ideation, denies auditory visual hallucinations, denies paranoia. Admits to panic attacks once a week. Her appetite is good. Her weight has been stable. She reports that she sleeps well, plus minus hopelessness, negative helplessness. She's not anhedonic. She likes dinners and movies and socializing. She's occasionally teary. If stressed, she finds cognitive exercises helpful. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. She does get overwhelmed at times. Of note, impact from therapy from Dr. Bernarski. She says there's been improved coping with anxiety. Improved ability to talk to her mother, able to use writing as a technique, works on her memory with checklists, does homework with problem-solving puzzles. Work has provided a bigger screen, and she's shielded from bright lights, and she utilizes extra time for tasks. Okay. Impression is that Ms. Chavere does meet criteria for adjustment disorder secondary to this head injury. March 5th, 2019. Answers to specific questions. I believe the consequential adjustment disorder is causally related to this injury. One. Two. I believe the diagnosis of adjustment disorder is properly stated and supported by objective findings. Three. History of her injury and subsequent treatment is outlined in the report above. Four. I believe the medical documentation does support a causal relationship between the accident and the injury allegedly sustained by the claimant. Five, the history of a prior injury was discussed. I don't believe that condition was aggravated or impacts the current injury, as it was full resolution back in 2014. Six, the patient's current medical status is improving adjustment disorder. Seven, our medical service continued visits with the neuropsychologist, Dr. Edward Bernarski, would be the medically necessary treatment to continue at this time. A frequency of every 2 weeks is reasonable. Eight, the documentation does support progress with the current treatment plan. Nine, frequency of treatment every 2 weeks and the length of the sessions is appropriate. 10, I recommend this treatment continue. Future diagnostic tests would only be helpful if enough time has passed and a follow-up cognitive testing in 6 to 12 months is reasonable, as per Dr. Bernarski. The patient has not yet reached maximum medical improvement. I would reevaluate for that possibility in 6 months. 12. She has already returned to work. She does not have restrictions. She does have some accommodations that were outlined above. I am not in a position to comment on whether the treatment charges fall within usual and customary range for procedures in the area. 15, I believe the claimant's subjective complaints are supported by my objective mental status exam conducted today. 15, the claimant's current degree of disability would be maximum mild. New York, the workers' comp attestation. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2, parentheses small d, parentheses 4, parentheses small e. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Shelley J. Epstein, M.D.